Ah, here we are.
You found it?
Yes, yes. All good. Thank you for waiting, Lenny.
No problem, Dr. Orvin. Or Professor Orvin?
Doctor is fine. Well, you certainly are nervous. Is it because I had to strap you down to the table?
Partly. I mean, I trust you and all. You're a fellow otter, even if you're big and tall and,
A tar?
Yeah, that! Anyways, it's also because of what you're going to be doing.
Well, I really appreciate you volunteering for more extra credit. Your notes on the cock ring were very useful to my research. There aren't many students who want to participate in these experiments.
Yeah, my grades could use it, and the money is good, too. Still...
Not sure you want to go through life with your cock for a tongue? Understandable. It's irreversible, after all.
Oh, no, that's really hot! I can't wait to suck myself off with my mouth. And kissing someone and just shoving it in there is going to be awesome. It's just, what if something goes wrong?
Well, that's why you have to be strapped down so securely. If you move, that could be a disaster. Let me just check how tight these are. Tails held in place. Nice and thick. Otter tails. That's not going anywhere. Interesting reaction. You're erect. Are you enjoying being helpless, Lenny?
No. I don't know why it's like that.
Well, now that you are, this strap is definitely secure. And it will keep you erect. Let's see. Yes, legs and ankles. Yes, very good. Wrists, arms. Head and neck. Ah, yes. Excellent. Now the torso. Your middle could be a bit tighter. You're lucky I found this extra strap to fit over your belly, Lenny. It's nearly as big as my own in proportion.
It's just, baby fat.
I'm sure. All right now. Open up and say, ah.
What's this for?
Have to keep your tongue still, too. This will also channel the power where it needs to be when I turn on the machine.
Machine?
Yes. It takes far more power than normal to do this. I've worked very hard to perfect it. Now, remember, hold still. Unless you want cocks growing out of your eyeballs.
What?
Powering up now. Ah, here we go. Yes, the changes are proceeding just as expected. Do try to stay calm, Lenny. The process works more quickly when participants are willing. I can already see your new urethra forming at the tip of your tongue. Much better. Deep breaths now. That's it. All right. I'm just taking some notes here. Don't mind me. Glands beginning to form at 28.6 seconds. Yes. Yes, excellent. I can see your shaft swelling now. Here we go. Tumescence is beginning. Full engorgement is certain to follow at this stage. Ah, yes, I should have mentioned You'll feel a pressure in your throat as well. It's just the swelling from your testes settling in. Yes, I know. Don't worry. You'll get used to it. Ah, but now you're at full erection. Now we test that everything works. I believe you said you prefer oral stimulation over using a hand or external device. I'm happy to oblige. Oh. Mm. Mm. Salty. That orgasm sets things so that they're nice and permanent. That's very important for most sexual spells, you know. Let's get you out of this, shall we? All right. And just sit you up. Ah, yes. And this last bit.
Thanks, Doc. Wow, that feel really sensitive.
You'll speak with a lisp for a while. I suggest vocal training, or it might be permanent.
Oh, okay. Well, it's worth it. Thanks again, Doc. That was scary. But it all worked out in the... Wait. Doc, where's my dick?
In your mouth, Lenny. That was the point of the procedure.
No, I mean my other dick. The one that's supposed to be right here.
On your crotch? I see. Lenny, I didn't realize you were so behind on your studies. Sexual spells like this require willing donor material to be effective. We moved your penis and testicles to your mouth and throat, respectively.
What?
No need to be so upset, Lenny. We can't reverse the procedure, but I'm sure you'll adapt to having your penis in your mouth instead of hanging between your legs.
Please, Doc, you can't just leave me like this. I'm not some dumb no-bet.
Well, perhaps if you had a willing donor. You certainly found a subject for my cock ring quickly enough.
That was a simple circumstance. There's not another story mouth like Karen in the whole universe to do your college!
Kevin, you say. Ah, yes. Very interesting. Well, I think I can look into the matter. Perhaps I can come up with an alternative.
Well, gee, I sure hope so. The ladies aren't going to go for a guy with no junk in a pack.
Oh, I don't know. I think you look rather cute this way.
What?
Well, I'm rather busy today, but come back in a week.
A week?
Yes. Good day, Lenny.